weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A new organisation has been set up to unite residents and traders. Its chair is Nikki Massey, and she is here now. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. So, first of all, the name. What's the organisation called?
It's called CAMTRU, and that stands for Cambridge Traders and Residents Unite.
And how did it come together?
Well, it came together based upon... There's various groups set up to oppose the Citadel, in particular the PCCPs, the peak time congestion control points.
Which everybody calls road closures apart
from
the Citadel.
Yes. And I knew that there were all these different groups who were opposing them, and I picked up the phone and managed to speak to a few of them, and we got together in touch. That culminated in the Mill Road Traders doing the march earlier last month. And after the march, the question was asked, well, what next?
Because everybody congregated. I remember we bumped into each other on Parker's Piece on that morning. Which, had you been on the Hills Road stretch of it? I thought so. And everybody was congregating. They'd come together. And it was quite a turnout, wasn't it?
It was a nice turnout.
For that. And
48 hours notice. We've got quite a few people.
Goodness, yes. And then I suppose after that, it was like, what happens next?
Exactly. That was the question, was what do we do now? So we had a meeting with all the various groups, and we decided that we'd come together to unite for business, traders and residents' point of view against, in particular, these plans, which we felt would choke the city. And in that meeting, CAMTRU was formed, and they nominated me chair, very kindly.
Do we need another association, though? Because we hear there's the Mill Road Traders Association, there's a group here, there's a group there. One kind of feels that these groups should be together as one in the first place.
Well, I think we are very good in our own rights individually, but coming together, it gives us a stronger voice, particularly when something is going to affect us all.
Hmm.
Which is why CAMTRU was formed. It was Mill Road Traders. They deal with issues on Mill Road, and that's affecting them. And of course, as residents, we look at things that are affecting residents, but CAMTRU looks at everything.
So I guess ordinarily you've got, for example, somebody on the Hills Road and the Mill Road, if you're running a shop there or a restaurant, whatever sort of business, you may have similar problems, but actually for most of the time they're also separate problems.
Exactly.
Because, you know, if you've got a corner shop, however good the corner shop is, not much chance of somebody going all the way from Mill Road to use one on the Hills Road, for example.
No. So we are still there in our own formats. However, we do come together when we need to. Cambridge is very unique, it's diverse, it's historic, it's a beautiful city, and we want to keep it that way. And every part of us, every resident, every trader, every businessman, every commuter is a part of that, which is why we formed to give them that voice.
What would you say the city deal, which has been on the cards for some time to come, and I guess it was only when the prospect of this consultation coming to an end, which really got people to voice their opinion, both in terms of, I think, some 10,000 submissions on the consultation, which is a staggering figure if you bear in mind the city of Cambridge itself only has about 125,000 people living there, and obviously those protests as well. But what would you say the problem is with the city deal? Is it too much about big business and not enough about the small guy?
The problem with the city deal... There's many problems with the city deal.
If we took, for example, if we were to take out the issue of the congestion points, you know, would you then look to the city deal as something that could bring a better place for Cambridge?
No, because even the workplace parking levy, I've spoken to many small businesses who said that it's going to destroy them. They're not going to be able to afford to pay the £300 per year. And if they can't afford it, then they'll have to pass it on to their employees. And if you're on minimum wage, to be asked to pay £300 per year to park, you just can't do it. And then you need to look at, well, why are these people driving in the first place? And it's because we're not being given another alternative mode of transport that's affordable.
Mm. Do you think that the stick is arriving but with no sign of any carrot?
Exactly. So it sticks the whole way, and it comes down to that we don't have an economic or an attractive public transport system at the moment.
So you would support if the city deal was to, by the sounds of things, if the city deal was to put forward a plan which, I don't know, reduced the cost of going on the buses by a pound for the sake of argument, that would be something which would start to pique your interest.
I think that's what's needed to happen. It needs to be affordable. We need better bus routes. It needs to be more affordable, and not just for an individual. For a family of four or five to use a bus, it becomes increasingly expensive. It's actually cheaper to use your car. Well, that's wrong. That's why people are using their cars.
Mm.
There's no point stopping them and saying you can't use your car by fining them however much they want to fine people. You need to give people a choice.
Do you think that the system... I lived in London before I came back to East Anglia under Cambridge. I lived in London for 15 or so years, and during that time we had this thing called Red Routes, which nobody liked, and effectively was what was a double yellow line became a double red line, and there were... I was thought that, you know, there were enough restrictions with the double yellow line, but apparently the red routes put in even more, and people just weren't allowed to stop if you were on a red route. And of course, the shopkeepers didn't like that either, because again, the prospect of losing business if you were on a red route with no possibility of parking nearby. And I did kind of see similarities of sorts with what's being proposed in Cambridgeshire and the objections from the shopkeepers. And I don't know, one sort of seems to get the impression that it's like a patchwork quilt of different solutions developing in different parts of the country.
There is definitely different solutions developing, but that's because each...
And that makes it confusing if somebody goes from... You think that Cambridge should have its own solution, or...
I think so. I think Cambridge is quite unique. We are a historic centre. We are so diverse. But... People keep trying to compare Cambridge to cities like London. Well, I've heard them mention Netherlands and Amsterdam and only recently Paris. But we are not like any of those at all.
I'm off to Amsterdam next week. I can assure you, nothing like Cambridge,
nothing like Cambridge.
Other than the bicycles, of which
yes.
There's even more in Amsterdam, it has to be said. What's going to be on the agenda then for your next meeting of Camfrew? What are going to be the topics which are going to be discussed?
The next meeting, which we're hoping is going to be on the 10th of November, we have asked the local MPs to join us to have an open discussion. We welcome anybody to join us at that meeting as well. If you come to our website, on our page on Facebook, it'll give you more details. But it will be... We're waiting to find out what this review is. So Lewis Herbert has come out recently to say that he doesn't think that the peak time control points are viable and they're up for review. Well, we need to know what that result is.
Mm. I guess they've got to sift through these 10,000 responses first. It would be wrong for them to say, oh, we're going to do this, before they've even digested the responses. You know, who knows, some of them might even be in favour of the
yes.
congestion control points.
But the particularly their highest petition, the Grab It and Run petition, that's now got 10,000 signatures opposing the deal, and lots of people have commented on the reasons why. And there are many reasons why why the control point shouldn't happen. And we just need them to say no, it's not going to happen, and then we need to have an open, democratic discussion about how people at Cambridge think we can reduce congestion. Why is it people are using their cars?
Do you think that Camtrue should have maybe a seat on the City Deal board, or at the very least regular attendance at their meetings?
I think so, yes. And I think they'd welcome that as well.
That's good. Have you had any sort of signs from them that they might be willing to have you or one of your colleagues on board there?
Not from the City Deal. We are in talks with the local MP who...
That'd be Daniel Zeichner.
Daniel Zeichner, who was very quick to email and say, let's have a chat and see what we can do. We have had the press release out, and we have invited... Lewis Herbert to come and have a chat with us also.
A city council leader, also, of course, the chair of the City Deal board
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. But we do hope that we are able to have this democratic decision. That's the problem with most of the consultation that happened. It wasn't a consultation. We were told this was going to happen. People didn't know. Even on the day of it was due, the consultation was due to end, people still didn't know.
This came up before during the discussion, and sitting here as I do, I see the releases on this programme and on competing local radio and in the newspapers. The City Deal has been covered. since the very beginning, including all of these proposals. We did, it was bright sunshine summer when we were talking about the workplace parking levy. Yet still, the message didn't get through until in the last little period, it started to get a bit of a momentum. Even you mentioned the grab it and run. The lady, I forget her name momentarily, who was
Jenny,
who was running that, hadn't heard anything about it. And here's somebody who runs a local business, and I don't understand why that is.
I think it wasn't put in clear English to people, so some people, not everybody, got the leaflets about the city deal, and in fact they weren't handed out by the council at all. I only received it via the South Petersfield Residents Association, and even then, when you read it, it doesn't quite sink in exactly what the plan was. And it wasn't unless you went to these consultations that you found out that they were trying to close six of the roads during peak hours. And the word got out mainly because of the protests, the word got out because of the petitions and Facebook and social media. We did the council's work for them. And in fact, on the march at Parker's Peace, we were told, oh, thank you, yes, you're doing a great job spreading the news. When in fact, maybe it should have been their job.
Yes, it's very strange. One could question the fact as to why we pay our council tax from time to time, and that be one of those moments. Although we do thank them for the firework display every year. Nikki Massey, thank you very much for joining us. If there's somebody, a local business or maybe even a resident, they can join Camtru if they want to.
Everyone is welcome to come and join Camtru. Our Facebook page is Camtru, Camtru Cambridge, C-A-M-T-R-U Cambridge.
Okay, that's easy enough. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.